On today's KHSU Magazine, we're talking with Jim Furnish. He's here to speak at the Beyond Logging Forum tonight at the HSU Native American Forum. It's happening from 5 to 7 p.m. It's open to the public, and he'll be joined by several other esteemed speakers. Jim Furnish was the Deputy Chief of the U.S. Forest Service from 1999 to 2002, and the
Sayusla
National Forest Supervisor from 92 to 99. He's also an author, and he'll be speaking about his memoir, Toward a Natural Forest, the Forest Service in Transition. And he'll be showing a film called Seeing the Forest about the Sayusla National Forest transition from the logging to ecosystem management. Thank you so much for being here today.
Glad to be here, Claire.
We don't have much time, unfortunately, but people can hear you speak tonight. But can you tell us about the difference between the U.S. Forest Service from the time when you were serving as deputy chief to where we are now?
Well, you know, I first joined the Forest Service in 1965, and I'd say we had two big businesses. One was logging, the other was firefighting. This clash was really, I think, best exemplified by the spotted owl crisis in the early 90s when I was working on the Sayusla National Forest in Oregon's Coast Range, and everything came to a crashing halt. There had been a huge lawsuit against the Forest Service. We lost. And the Forest Service was found guilty of willfully violating the law. It's not a good thing to do.
Which law?
Well, this would be related to the Endangered Species Act and planning activities on national forest lands. It was a scathing indictment of both our management of the land as well as our administration. Anyway, things came crashing down and had to be rebuilt. What happened then, I think, was the emergence of a new era of, rather than commercial logging, ecosystem management, where we really tried to take a look at the national forest, the abundant resources of water, clean air, solitude, recreation, now carbon, all these other things in a better balance that really represented the public interest in a more broad perspective, really looking at the whole broad suite of these environmental services and trying to design management to optimize those rather than just commercial logging.
There were people who had been in the forest here to protect the old growth redwoods and to protect these places. And it seems like, just I'm not a scholar of this at all, but that endangered species are kind of the way that we can protect endangered places. That that we're able to look at.
They're a legal hook.
Right.
Yeah, we have laws in place that provide the use of endangered species as a legal hook to, like I call, snub down a horse, get their attention, and maybe take a different path.
Right. So we're just we can handle the endangerment of animals more than plants, it seems like. So that worked, and the Sayusla National Forest, and has worked to some extent here.
Yeah.
So, and part of that came about from the 1994 Northwest Forest Plan. Is that correct?
Yeah, this was the Clinton, when Bill Clinton was elected president, he promised that he would solve the spotted owl crisis. So after the judge told the Forest Service to stop logging old growth, then this plan was developed to really create a pathway forward. And it was largely successful. This was what we used as a platform, a foundation to try and build a future on the Sayusla National Forest, radically different than what had proceeded for the previous 30 or 40 years, and really, you know, took a blue sky approach to a completely different way to look at management of the national forest.
Did it take action from that top executive level to really make the change?
Well, sad but true, but I do think that litigation was probably the essential factor that caused the Forest Service to turn the corner. It's tragic, but sometimes that's one of the reasons we have a judicial system and laws and litigation to force action. In this case, it did.
Right. And brought people together, like on both sides together.
A very uneasy alliance. These were people that had pretty much learned to hate each other's guts. But, you know, there was a very uncertain future. in store. We had to get people to sit down and look at each other in the face and begin to respect one another and talk about how are we going to work together to fight our way out of this mess.
How do you feel about the future of the U.S. Forest Service today?
I'm ambivalent. I'll be frank. I'm ambivalent. They have a great mission. I look back at the great treasure that Teddy Roosevelt gave this country, creating the National Forest System, some of the most spectacular lands in the world. And they still serve as a great resource for America, as do the national parks and other federal lands. The Forest Service has made some important changes. I have yet to sense that they have really embraced a future that they can really feel good about and provide clarity of mission as they had 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. The mission was very clear. I think it proved to be wrong. And now I think the same challenge is to clarify the mission, mobilize the organization to really get it done. And I think there's still a lot of kind of slopping around.
Can that be done in the current administration that we have right now?
That's going to make it tougher. Not impossible, but that's going to make it tougher.
Your book, Toward a Natural Forest, The Forest Service in Transition, what compelled you to write this book? And what will people learn when they read it?
I had a very pesky brother-in-law who would not let me go. And he kept saying, you just need to start writing. So eventually, after about 5 years of his heckling me, I actually did just start down and just kind of writing a memoir chronologically from the beginning of my career, worked with Oregon State University Press, finally got the book published after rewriting it about five times in 5 years. In April of 2015, it's been out about 2.5 years, gets 5-star reviews on Amazon, and I'd be thrilled to share it with anybody who's interested in coming to the event tonight.
Okay, your chronicle of the U.S. Forest Service, or your experience at the U.S. Forest Service at a transition from logging to ecosystem
the good old
management.
Days to a very uncertain future, yeah.
It's a worthwhile conversation. I look forward to reading it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So Jim Furnish will be at the Native American Forum tonight at the Beyond Logging Conference this evening from 5 to 7 p.m. It's open to the public. It's free. Thank you so much for being here, and I hope you'll come back and talk with us again.
Hey, well, thank you for having me, Claire.